What if I told you the richest people in the world don't just pay less taxes, they pay nothing, and it's completely legal? Now, I learned this the hard way in my 20s. I sold my first business. I saw millions of dollars in my bank account for the first time, and I also saw my first $1 million tax bill. Let me tell you, nothing wakes you up faster than realizing nearly half of your hard-earned income is about to vanish overnight. That's when I got obsessed. I spent years learning the same tax strategies that billionaires use to legally pay nothing. I found out it's not about offshore schemes. It's a simple strategy, and the best part is most people can do it. But here's the catch. They don't teach this in school, and your CPA, they don't know it either. This isn't about just filing taxes. It's about building a system and playing the same game the 1% have mastered. So in this video, I'm gonna show you exactly how it works. I'm gonna show you how you can live tax-free, how you can build wealth faster, how you can create a legacy for generations. Stay until the end, because this could change everything about how you think about money forever. So let's go. All right, now we're talking about some really fun stuff here today. We're talking about wealth killers. Well, actually, it's about how we multiply our wealth faster than ever. And look, these strategies work for anybody. Doesn't matter what city, state, country you're in. Doesn't matter what tax bracket you're in. This is gonna work for you, okay? So multiplying your wealth, that sounds better. But the first one is that we have to stop killing our wealth. And of course, we do that with taxes. One of the two, I call it three uncertainties in life. They say, death and taxes are the two uncertainties in life, or certainties in life. I would also call money printing as a certainty. Anyway, taxes is the way we lose the most wealth. Not just taxes, also divorce. We lose about half that way as well. All right, what happens is when we pay taxes, when we give a big chunk of our wealth over to your partner, the government, it leaves you less money to invest. But most people don't really understand exactly what this means and how much this costs you. And it costs you in a bunch of ways. Now, first of all, when I give up a big chunk of my wealth and then I hopefully invest what I have left over, if I have any left over, I have less money to invest, which means less money to go up. But it's not just less money to go up. Remember, building wealth is not linear, it's exponential because of compounding. So not only do I have less to invest in the beginning, because of the law of compounding, I lose way more over time. I'm going to show you what I mean by that. The other thing is that there's a double drag. Again, so it's not just the upfront, how much I lose, but the compounding. So first of all, let's talk about this, and I'm going to show you a couple charts so you can understand what I mean. And then I'm going to show you, no matter where you live in the world, how you can fix this problem, how the wealthy do. Okay, so first off, in the United States, we pay federal taxes. And depending on what state you're in, you pay state taxes too. Depending on how much money you make, you pay a higher percentage. If you make over $600,000 a year, you're paying 37%. That's tough. If you're making over $100,000 a year, 25%, 24%. Okay, so somewhere in that range, $190,000 to $240,000, 32% of your wealth. That's just federal. Now, depending on where you live, you might also have state taxes as well. So for example, if you're lucky enough to live in the beautiful state of California, and you're in the top tax bracket, over $1 million, you're paying 13.5%. So you're paying the federal 37%, you're paying the state, now you're over 50%, over 50% of your wealth is being taken right there. Hawaii's second, New York's right there, 10.9, New Jersey's 10.7, and on and on and on. So if you're in the top tax bracket, over half your wealth is being gone before you've paid property taxes and sales taxes and payroll taxes and on and on and on. We're just talking about income wealth. But what happens is you lose money exponentially because of the tax drag. So for example, if I made $1 million of profit and I paid, if I paid 40% tax versus if I just paid 15%. Now let's say that I made $1 million, I paid 40% tax, so I have 600,000 left over, or I earned $1 million, I paid 15% tax. And then that money just went into an account making 8% interest. What would happen? What we can see is if I was taxed at 40%, the portfolio grows to 2.2 million. But if I'm taxed at 15%, the same portfolio, the same investment, pays 5.2 million. That's a difference of $3 million or nearly 2.5 times greater. So just by lowering the tax bracket, same income, same return on investment, it's 2.5 times greater. Because not only do I start with less money, because the law of compounding, it really eats into my growth. Now, because of this, we see people doing all types of drastic things. Like for example, California lost more workers than it gained as professionals flee to low tax states. So people are leaving the beach to go live in the heat, to go live in the desert, to go live in the plains, the bug-infested areas, or whatever, because they're tired of paying too much taxes. But what if you didn't have to move? What if you could live in the highest tax state, the most beautiful state in the country, and not have to pay the taxes legally? As a matter of fact, the government would love it if you did this. So let me show you what I mean. Now, the first thing to understand is you have to understand that there's different types of income and there's different types of taxes for that income. So earned income, which is wages and salaries, pays way too much taxes. The tax code favors investors. So passive income is taxed differently than earned income. Passive income is income we earn from investments, as opposed to wages and salaries. Now, why is this? The tax code favors investors. These are not loopholes of the rich, okay? The government has policies. The government needs people to build businesses and increase the GDP and invent new things and also, give people jobs. And it needs people to provide housing and to build roads and do all of these things. The world needs builders. That's what I constantly tell people all the time. We need entrepreneurs, we need builders, we need investors to build the world. We're not meant to be consumers. So if all you are going to be a consumer and you're going to go work your 9-to-5 job, go home, spend all your paycheck on Netflix and whatever, you're a consumer and you're going to pay the most. But if you're actively helping to progress the world forward, bring value to the world by investing in businesses and things like that, you get taxed better. So it's an incentive program and not a loophole. Okay, that being said, how can anybody do this? How can we start to make the shift? You're a wage earner. You're on a salary, a W-2. This doesn't qualify. This doesn't apply to you. Yes, it does. What happens is we can shift over time. The key piece here is this isn't something that tomorrow I can pay no tax. And so most people don't understand this, or they never take the time to learn it. It's something that I'm going to have to build into my portfolio. And depending on where you're at, it could take longer or shorter. If you're already a business owner and you're making a good amount of income, you could do this very quickly. If you're a W-2 wage earner, it's going to take you a little bit more time. Okay, so we need to make a shift. So the first thing is, again, we have to shift into passive income because passive income wins, like I said, with the lower rates. There's a lot of reasons why that happens. And again, I'll show you how to make that shift. But again, because of the earned income versus passive income, you can see the difference in the growth that we can make. So there's a lot of reasons. Doing the same work, earning the same income, earning the same rate of return, the outcomes of your retirement are drastically different. Or I should say even the rate that you'll reach your retirement. Now, what we want to do is we want to shift some of our earned income into passive income. So for example, I take my wage income and I buy investments. Take real estate, for example. I like real estate because real estate gets us lots of tax advantages. Now, there's a whole other strategy of how we stack different investments in proper sequence. It's called the velocity of wealth. You might want to watch that video. I'll link to it down below so you can learn the next part. But I'll use real estate first because I get very, very good tax write-offs from depreciation and deductions. So let me give you an example of how this works. I could take my earned income, I earned my salary W-2, I can put it into a rental property. Let's say a rental property makes me $100,000 a year back. That's enough to live off of. So I put my earned income in, I now get passive income that I can write off. I have about $20,000 in expenses, maintenance, property management, etc. And then I can write off $36,000 for depreciation, and then that lowers my taxable income that I'm earning on my wage job down to 44%, even though I got the $80,000 in taxes. You see, this is just one small example, but I get the cash flow, the $80,000, and I lower my taxable income, which then lowers the amount or the percentage I pay. Remember, it's all based off of brackets. All right, so what we can do is we can start to make the shift. Take my earned income, move it to passive. Maybe it takes me a little bit longer. It can be other types of passive income. It could be dividend paying stocks, whatever you want to do. Now, there's even better because with real estate, we get and different types of property, could be Bitcoin miners, could be heavy equipment, could be real estate. I also get bonus depreciation, accelerated depreciation. In Trump's first term, he gave us this and we got 100%. It's dwindling down to 80% and then 60%. We're hoping, crossing our fingers, he reinstates it. But basically, I could buy a $1 million asset that qualifies. If I have $1 million of income, I could buy the $1 million asset with, say, 20% down, 200 grand, but then get $1 million of write-off. Right? And the government wants you to do this. They're incentivizing you to do this. Now, as I said, this is not something that you can just do overnight. This is something that has to be done proactively. This isn't something where you get your paperwork at the end of the year and your bank statements to go to H&R Block. This is something where you have to hire a tax strategist not your CPA. This is a tax strategist, and you plan this out. You buy things strategically so you can start to build this plan out. And I'm going to show you, it gets super powerful. Now, if you don't know who a tax strategist is or what they do, I'm going to have my tax strategist on a live presentation with me. It's coming up. It's an event called the Wealth Accelerator. If you want to accelerate your wealth super fast using strategies like this, I'm going to have my tax strategist on. We're going to go live for 3 days showing you how to reclaim more of your time, how to keep more of your income with these strategies, and then once you've kept more, how you can multiply it super fast by stacking them in the proper orders. I'll put a link down below or something on the screen here if you want to join that Wealth Accelerator event. I'll be live 3 days right from here. My tax strategist, other professionals that I use will be on that call. Okay, so now that we understand that, we make the shift from earned income to passive income. How do we then start multiplying the wealth even faster? Again, there's a whole strategy about stacking assets and the velocity of wealth. But right here, the first thing, as I said, already we're keeping more. So just the fact that we're keeping more, so we're investing $600,000 instead of, you know, $300,000, that obviously is step number one. Number two, because of that, it's compounding faster, okay? But these strategies are not just about earning more money. It's about controlling how much taxes I pay, and more importantly, when or if I even pay taxes. So how is that? Well, if we want really tax-free wealth, what we do is, again, we shift our earned income into passive income. Then what we do is we use debt. So then we can borrow against our assets. When we do that, we get all the liquidity out without paying any tax. And then what we do is we reinvest that tax-free income, that tax-free liquidity, to multiply more tax write-offs for us. Let me show you what I'm talking about. So let's just say that I've bought a property, it's now gone up in value, I fixed it up, I added on to it, whatever it is, and now I have equity. Let's say I have $500,000 equity I can pull out of that property. I've refinanced it, $500,000 out. I use that $500,000 of tax-free income, tax-free wealth, that I can now go put down on a $1.5 million property. And let's just say that that rental property is now bringing me in $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year of now passive income. So $500,000 tax-free, a $1.5 million property that's now going up at about 10% a year. I get now $200,000 a year of passive income coming in. That's now taxed at a much lower rate. And even better, I get maybe another $100,000 of depreciation that I can write off. So now by borrowing the money out, not only am I increasing my wealth growth, I'm increasing my passive income, I'm also increasing my write-offs, which means I get a write-off even more income. Now, again, this has to be done through a proactive approach. And so it takes some time depending on how much money you have or where you're at. Now, it gets even better. Now, when you start thinking about long-term planning, so if you think about society, you know, on the bottom level, you have somebody living on the street, maybe a drug addict, an alcoholic, and they're thinking about the next hit, the next drink, right? On the other end, you have Elon Musk, and he's thinking about sending multiple generations from now to Mars, right? And so how far are you looking ahead? And so to really build wealth, we want to think a little bit more proactive, think long-term. And if we really want to get rid of taxes, we can get rid of our tax base altogether. And we can do that by dying with debt. Now, there's a couple ways we can do this. The strategy that I'm sort of using is die with debt, or buy, borrow, die. You might have heard of that before. But basically, what we can do is I can buy a property, and I can then pass it on to my kids, and then they can step up the basis. So what does that mean? Let me give you an example. So let's just say there's two ways we can do this. This is the first way. It's not my favorite way. So let's say that I bought $1 million property, and when I die, the property is worth $5 million. Not unlikely. It'll probably be more than that. And it's worth $5 million. What I can do then is I can give that property to my heirs, to my kids. And now my kids have this property with a new stepped up basis of this $4 million. So now if they want to sell it, they don't have to pay. So let's say they want to sell it in the future for $10 million. Instead of paying the difference of $1 million to $10 million, which is $9 million of taxes they would owe, now they only pay it off of this value. So they step it up. So that's how we really get rid of those taxes. There's another way, my more preferred way, is by using non-revocable trusts. So if I create non-revocable trusts, I can put certain assets into those that my kids, my heirs could have, and it doesn't trigger a transfer, and so there's no taxable event there as well. Now, it doesn't step up the basis, so it depends on what your strategy is. If you're really planning long-term, you don't care about the basis. If your kids maybe want to sell the properties, then you do want to step up the basis, so it depends. But when you get here, then you really start thinking about your legacy, then you can really build tax-free wealth, which again, helps you multiply wealth faster, helps your kids multiply wealth way faster, and on and on. And I know that there's this whole thing going on today. There's a book written, Die with Zero. I think it's a terrible way. I think about this blockchain of life. Like, my life is this proof of work. I put a lot of value into the world. We built up some wealth. Why wouldn't I want my heirs, my kids, my great-grandkids to have a higher step up in life? Now, look, I'm not talking about, you know, I want them to have a higher starting point. I'm not talking about a hand up. I'm not talking about where they have enough money they never have to work and they're lazy and they're terrible people. But like, why not have money that they could borrow against to start a business or do something productive with their life? Now, this is a whole other video. I do something about it. So in my trust, I have what's called a family constitution. It's a set of rules that my heirs have to live with, and we can get into that conversation. I don't want to get into all that, but what I'm saying is, why wouldn't we want to think about wealth? We can grow it faster. We can get rid of taxes. We can push more value into the future. But like I said, you have to do this proactively, and the government doesn't look down on this. They actually want you to do this. That's our incentive. If you want to learn these strategies and meet my tax strategist, and we'll give you, I don't know, 20, 25 tips that you can use almost immediately for 2025 to lower your taxable income right away, no matter where you're at, come check out the event. I'm calling it the Wealth Accelerator. I'll be live right here from the studio for 3 full days. I'm bringing in a bunch of experts to reclaim more of your time, to keep more of your income, and to multiply your wealth faster than you've ever thought. Make 2025 the best year. There's a link down below. Otherwise, let me know what you think about this strategy. Is it a loophole? Do you feel bad by using it? Or do you understand the government wants you to use it and incentivizes you? Let me know in the comments down below. And that's what I got. All right, to your success. I'm out.